guest today has had an extraordinary career. 50 years ago, Food and Wine, but then she did the complete impossible, pulled off a miracle, and improved the British Rail bacon sandwich. She is now extremely well known as a judge for the Great British Bake Off, but her greatest achievement in this room is writing a column for The Oldie, which has now become a terrific book, available afterwards, Bliss on Toast. We've just been discussing that her father made explosives in South Africa, quite rightly, because she's utter dynamite. Rudy.
Thank you, Harry. I must say that I was really gutted when I said to Harry, look, this little column I do for you every month is quite popular, and why don't you publish it as a book? And he said, no, you can't do that, never make any money on books. But, you know, if you get it published, I will... he didn't quite say, I'll let you be a speaker at the Oldie lunch. He said, I'll help you promote it. Well, Harry, I'm really pleased to tell you that it's selling like hot toast, and you should have been the publisher. Anyway, I've also just published a second edition of my autobiography. I had to rename it. It was called Relish. And I had to rename it because the American market and the Americans now, I have all these fans in America because they're all mad about Bake Off. So I thought we better publish it in America. And so I said, we're going to call it Relish. And they said, no, that's stuff that goes on hamburgers. You know, Relish is not, it doesn't mean anything except jam for hamburgers. So it's now called I'll Try Anything Once. But it's not on sale here, so I don't know why I'm picking it up. But what it's really all about, both the book and my new one-woman show, which I'm about to take all over England, and then next year, that'll be in the spring, and then in the autumn I'm going to do it all over America. And really, this is crazy. I am 82. What the fuck do I think I'm doing? It's completely mad, but anyway, that's what I am doing. And really, what I'm trying to say is that you can be old and have a good time. And it distresses me that so many people, once they reach the age of about 60, they think they can't wear colour. I get letters after letters, people saying to me, I so admire you because you have a red jacket or because you wear a yellow coat. You know, why can't you wear what you like? Because they say, I used to wear colours, but now I never do because it's not appropriate. I don't think there's anything not appropriate. So I'm always banging on about that. And then I thought I'd talk a bit about my first 25 years. I did nothing but build up my businesses, write cookery columns, and write cookbooks. So it was all 25 years doing nothing but food. And then I thought, I really want to write novels. So I sold the business, and then for the next 20 years I wrote novels. But I also hit that time when the all-male boards of big companies suddenly became embarrassed because they didn't have any women on the board. You know, they'd have some difficult woman shareholder standing up in an AGM saying, you know, you've got a supermarket company and 80% of your customers are women, 70% of your staff are women. Why am I looking at 12 grey suits sitting on this? And I hit that moment. And because by then I was employing about 500 people and I had very successful businesses, I suddenly got the call to come and sit on these boards. So I started with British Rail, and my first board meeting at British Rail, I was rather nervous, and there were 16 men. And it started at about 8 o'clock in the morning and went on to about 2 o'clock in the afternoon without a break. And they kept bringing us cups of tea. And after a while, I was just dying for a wee. And men got up and walked out occasionally and came back in. But I was too embarrassed to stand up. But in the end, I had to. And so I stood up, and 16 men stood up. and bowed me out of the room. So the first words I ever said on a public board were, "Hey guys, can you just treat me like a chap and not get up all the time?" And then I spent the next 20, and then now I'm in my third revolution, which seems to be all television. So I've had lots of different careers. I've loved every single one of them. I hope I'll have another 25 years. Don't know what I'll do with it. But I just think you should do what you want. And so I do. Which is hard cheese on my children. I have never been to a football match. I've never stood on a touchline. I've hardly ever been to prize giving. The only time I ever did, I took my daughter to get her prize giving, and we missed the train. So I'm not proud of that. But I actually think you serve your grandchildren best by having a good time, not by... Well, teaching them to cook is quite important. Anyway, I'll stop rabbiting on. Is that 10 minutes? Can I stop now?